It's The Record on KUOW. The people who teach the majority of college courses in the United States don't get paid very much, Marcy.
I have heard that. And here's some statistics that'll be shocking. 75% of college instructors are adjuncts, or officially non-tenure track faculty. Their average pay is between $20,000 and $25,000 a year. They also don't have stable employment. They usually work on just a quarter-to-quarter basis.
Here at the UW, non-tenure track faculty teach around 50% of classes. They make on average only about $3,000 per month, and they don't have contracts for long-term employment.
That's according to Robert Wood. He's a professor of atmospheric sciences at the UW. He heads up the university's chapter of the American Association of Professors.
University professors. Yeah, and I spoke with him earlier today. He explained why he's pushing for these changes, changes that could improve working conditions for non-tenure track faculty.
One of the main concerns is about the contracts renewals. Some do not realize that they're going to be renewed, even on a quarterly basis. And so job security is one of the real things that we're shooting for. Improved job security where lecturers can be given more than annual contracts, where they can be renewed multiple years.
What unique problems do these faculty, these non-tenure track faculty, face at the UW?
One of the main problems is morale. They were really working in a two-tier system where one set of professors, the tenured professors, have nice, good job security, and another set are really being treated rather unfairly with these short-term contracts, relatively low job security and low salaries.
Do they get invited to the same parties?
Well, that's an interesting one, because faculty meetings in departments, which is where a lot of the decision-making is done within departments, often part-time lecturers are not allowed to be voting members, and so we're not really entrained into the same decision-making process that regular faculty are.
Is that something that concerns you and other members of the AAUP?
Yeah, because shared governance is one of the key principles that we're fighting for. This is the ability of all instructional academic personnel to make decisions in the area of academics in the university, and that's not happening.
What other changes do you want to see happen for non-tenure track faculty at the UW?
Well, we'd like to see longer-term contracts being offered, so that instead of having to renew a contract every year or even every 3 months in some cases, we can offer longer-term contracts, 3 years, 5 years. It gives a measure of job stability, and it gives these faculty a confidence that they're wanted in the university and not just being used as sort of part-time labor.
We're talking to Rob Wood. He's professor of atmospheric science at the University of Washington. He also heads UW's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. And we're talking about adjuncts or non-tenure track faculty and the challenges that they face in terms of job security and lack of benefits. And I'm wondering if we can just flip it for a minute. How do you think this ultimately affects students?
So surprisingly, studies have shown across the nation that actually the instructional quality from contingent faculty, from lecturers, is actually just as good, if not better, than that by tenured professors. And so students are receiving a high quality of education, but I think many would be surprised to know how poor the conditions are of that employment that those faculty are actually facing.
And costs are a big concern. College costs for students keep going up. So presumably the university is doing this to keep their costs low. From a financial perspective, having lots of adjuncts who are being essentially exploited for their labor helps students, right? Helps the consumer here in Washington State.
Well, ironically, that is the case. It's keeping costs down. And, you know, really this rise of the contingents across the nation is a response to declining state support for public universities particularly. But it's not uniquely public universities. It's across the board.
Rob Woods, a professor of atmospheric sciences at the UW. He heads the UW's chapter of the American Association of University Professors, which is pushing for improved working conditions for non-tenure track faculty. And these folks are voicing their concerns to the administration. What kind of response are they getting?
Well, interestingly, the provost at the University of Washington has been very responsive. And we began in the AAUP really pushing for this in the last academic year. And the provost has responded very well and has started to make recommendations for improved conditions. Multiple-year contracts is one of those things. A second thing that's being initiated by the provost is a tri-campus committee to really start to look at these issues more broadly across the three campuses of the University of Washington. to try and come up with some solutions. So there are moves in the right direction. I'm really hoping that we can have something very concrete come out of this. And maybe the University of Washington can be a real model for how to improve conditions for contingent faculty across the United States.
Even if they have long-term contracts, we're talking about folks that are getting paid on average across the U.S. I'm not sure here at the UW if we've got specific numbers, but I was reading $20,000 to $25,000 a year. You know, they've put in years of time in graduate school toiling in the salt mines of academia. They get out, they're making, you know, what they could be making, presumably at Costco or a similar kind of a job. I'm wondering, even with long-term contracts, why would anybody stick with that employment?
Well, education's an interesting thing. It's a very valuable, societally valuable thing to do. People love teaching. People really want to teach. And ideally, I think many contingent faculty, many lecturers are hoping that in the next few years they'll be able to land something more permanent. In some ways, it's similar to internships that are unpaid. There's a hope that in future you'll be able to get a more secure job.
You yourself are full-time. You've got a tenure-track job, a fairly comfortable life, I would imagine. Why do you care about what happens to adjuncts?
Because we care about solidarity with all our colleagues. We, as an organization, the AAUP has a set of principles that I think we really want to uphold. And it's the idea that we're all colleagues in this together. The last thing we want is a two-tier system where we've got faculty fighting each other over various issues. So I want a single faculty that is trained well, that is paid well, and that has good working conditions.
Speaking to our audience outside the university system, folks who may be struggling to afford to pay for their kids to go to college. We live in a capitalist economy. It's somewhat heartless. Folks are getting their pensions cut. They get laid off. Why should they be concerned about people who could presumably get jobs elsewhere? They're highly educated. Why should they care about this?
Well, I think it's all about caring about whether education. If you want to see your son or daughter go to college and be educated by a happy, stable, dedicated workforce, then I think you should be thinking about what conditions faculty are experiencing. I think it's just not widely known among the people that are paying tuition, the parents paying tuition, how poorly some of the faculty members are being treated.
Robert Wood is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He's also president of the UW's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. It's The Record. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.